An Alaska commuter plane in which four people died last month had changed course from one small Alaska village to another because of deteriorating weather. A preliminary report by the National Transportation Safety Board says pilot Terry Hansen diverted from a scheduled landing in Mountain Village to St. Mary's and flew over the latter community's airport before the plane crashed on November 29th. A mile away. The preliminary findings gives few details as to the possible cause of the crash of the Hägglund Aviation Cessna 208 turboprop. The plane was not required to carry a cockpit voice recorder or flight data recorder. Hansen and three passengers, 57-year-old Rose Pulte, 65-year-old Richard Pulte, and 5-month-old baby Wyatt Coffey, died in the crash. Six other passengers sustained serious injuries.